Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today, talking CERCLA with Colin Woodall of the NCBA. Back with Colin in just a moment.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed, people lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers and the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
The cattle industry continued to cheer the omnibus bill passed by Congress, signed into law by the president this last week. Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says especially gratifying for the cattle industry, the exemption of cattle producers from having to deal with CERCLA, the Superfund.
Ron, it is a good bill for us in the cattle business, and I think the one that we can point to as being the biggest win is our effort to get livestock exempted from EPA Superfund air reporting requirements. We've been talking about CERCLA now for about a year. This goes back to last April when there was a court case that basically took away our protection and decided that agriculture was going to be treated under EPA's Superfund law, just like major chemical manufacturing facilities, oil refineries, etc. That was never the intent of Congress in 1980 when they passed Superfund. So we spent most of 2017, the early part of this year, trying to get some delays and extensions. And we had been successful at getting a delay of implementation until May 1st, but we were really hoping to get a permanent solution, and that was included in this omnibus. So we are now exempt from Superfund, and we don't have to worry about reporting the emissions from our cattle.
Now, this actually was something that EPA was totally in agreement with as far as the livestock industry.
That's another great example of where we've got a great relationship with Administrator Pruitt, and he understands EPA. He also understands us, and this was one where he knew that EPA did not need to be regulating us, but at the same time, there wasn't a whole lot he could do just because this was a judicial decision. It wasn't his decision, and he also knew that in order to get a permanent fix, our best success was through Congress, and so that's why we went that route. And so getting this, now there is no question what the congressional intent is, and the congressional intent is agriculture should not be a part of Superfund.
Under the category of more time is the electronic logging device issue.
ELDs is something we've been talking about now for quite some time. ELDs, the transition from paper logs to electronic logging devices, was supposed to take place back in December. We were able to secure an extension of 90 days for agriculture. We just got an extension of that extension a couple of weeks ago. And in this omnibus is a further extension that gets us through the end of the fiscal year, so September 30th of this year. That allows us more time to find a permanent solution, which will have to be a legislative solution, because this is just a simple kick the can down the road exercise. It doesn't fix the issue, and the issue is hours of service and being able to drive as long as we need in order to get those cattle to their next destination. We do not have enough hours of service to be able to get cattle, especially from the far reaches of the country, to a lot of the feeding locations in the middle of the country. And so we need to be able to adjust for that for livestock hauler, because the last thing that the Department of Transportation or Congress want to be responsible for is a load of dead cattle sitting on the side of the road. And it's been really hard to convince DOT that a load of cattle is not the same as a load of toilet paper. Two different things. But you would be amazed at just how hard it's been to convince them of that. But I think we are making progress in getting this extension shows that Congress also understands that there is a problem here and we do need to fix it.
Section 199A, the issue over exactly how you report some of your sales to a co-op or to a private entity, seemingly that's been taken care of as well.
It has, a great example of good intentions with unintended consequences. This was trying to replace the tax preferences that co-ops had before the tax bill was put in place, but unfortunately in their zeal to replace it, it went a little bit further than what they anticipated. And so this is one where everybody in agriculture, folks on the Democratic side, the Republican side, all agreed that it needed to be fixed, and it was fixed.
Head of the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.